Okay, welcome back from a blanket fort recording studio in a one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood. This is People Pleaser. I'm Austin Archer, and we got a lot to talk about today. As you may have noticed, the world is kind of a shitstorm right now. Everything's on fire. It's terrible. It's sort of hard to list the myriad ways that the world has been reshaped into a dystopian hellscape right now over the last 2 weeks. It has been 2 weeks of the second Trump administration, and it's been two of the most terrifying, upsetting, depressing weeks I can recall in my life, being a sociopolitical commentator, an advocate. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. I knew it was going to be bad. Man, I was fighting shit he's been able to unleash in 2 weeks' time is honestly kind of impressive, if I'm being completely honest. It's hard to list all of the ways that the world has been reshaped in the last 2 weeks. You know, the slew of air traffic accidents that could seem like a total coincidence, but they're not. They can be directly linked to policies from the second Trump administration that have to do with cutting back on personnel at airports and cutting back on safety personnel and the people whose direct job it is to make sure aircraft are safe to travel and safe to fly. So we got planes like catching on fire, and we got planes crashing into each other, and we got people dying. Like, more air traffic deaths and accidents in the first 2 weeks than the last 10 years, it feels like. And that's directly because of policies from the new president. Although he says it's because of DEI, which is another fun thing. Is anything that's a problem in the country right now, it's because of DEI. But you don't need to worry about it because they've gotten rid of all DEI initiatives in the corporate world. So that there won't be any of those pesky, disenfranchised, marginalized people working in companies anymore. We'll only have qualified people working, like whatever the fuck his name is, Hegseth. I don't even know his first. Mike Hegseth? Pete Hegseth? I don't give a shit. He's a white supremacist, former news host, alcoholic, with barely any military experience whatsoever, and he was just named Secretary of Defense because, you know, this current administration, they're all about merit. They're all about people with qualifications. They're all about people who earn their job. That's why we have a health czar who has brain worms and has no medical experience whatsoever, who thinks that black people have a different, fundamentally different immune system from white people, although he says blacks. God, he went blacks. I ran a study where blacks. You know what? I don't give a shit. I'm doing the voice. I've been back and forth on this as like a progressive person, as an enlightened person, of like whether or not it's ableist or like okay. It's sort of like how you don't want to dig into, you know, attacks about appearance. You don't want to reinforce beauty norms or beauty standards by saying Donald Trump is bad because he's ugly, because he's conventionally unattractive. But I also think that there's like a threshold where when you become a big enough piece of shit, you lose your access to those basic levels of like social decorum, where it's like, hey, I'm not gonna go into making fun of your disability because that's too low. I'm just gonna stick on to like the things that you said in your policies, or I'm not gonna make fun of your personal appearance because I can just talk about your opinions and make fun of those. But it's sort of like I say in my song, misogynist, misogynist, incel, incel, bald. I say it's okay to be bald as long as you are not a misogynist or incel, but if you're either of those things, then fuck you, you bald piece of shit. And that's what I kind of think, is like, it's totally okay to have a disability where your voice has a tremor in it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fine. But if you're a guy who caused a measles outbreak in Polynesia because you don't believe in vaccine science, and you're trying to go against the majority of leading medical scientists across the world and lead the American health protocol, then fuck you, you fucking warbly-voiced psychopath. There was a study that came out from Poland that said that blacks have a different constitution than white people. Fuck you, dude. Blacks? Get the fuck out of here with this DEI blacks bullshit. Y'all are just trying, like, y'all are one step away from just dropping the hard R, and I just wish you fucking would. Just go full on Elon, unambiguous Sieg Heil salute on the stage, and just fucking say it, motherfuckers. I'm really worked up, and I haven't even gotten into, like, all the shit that they got. I listed, like, three things. We're still talking about, you know, we haven't even talked about, like, the plummeting stock market. We haven't talked about the prices for everything in American trade, prescription medication just went up exponentially. Your groceries just went up. How about doing, everybody? Everybody that wanted the cheaper eggs, are you stoked about that now? How's that going? Are you excited about the depleted labor force? Seeing videos of empty farms with no one to work on them, with houses that need to have remodels done with no workers there to work on them because we are rounding up migrant workers and throwing them in vans and separating families? Have you seen these videos of children who are going into immigration court by themselves without their parents who don't speak English, and the judge who has this look on his face like, I can't fucking believe this is my life. I can't believe this is what it's come to. I can't believe that this is what I have to do, is I have to look at a little six-year-old child and be like, do you understand what's happening? Do you understand what deportation means? Are your parents here? They aren't. Do you speak English? You don't. Do you have a lawyer? You don't know what a lawyer is. Do you know what deportation is? Have you ever been to Mexico before? Jesus Christ, you know, government mandated indoctrination in schools. He put out this fucking executive order called, like, the End Indoctrination in Schools Act, and it's literally Orwellian doublespeak, because the act, if it were accurately named, should just be called the Indoctrination in Schools K-12 Act. You read this, motherfucker, it is the saddest, most disgusting piece of legislation I've ever read. The world is a very bleak place right now. I'm really starting this thing off in a bleak spot. We've been pulled out of the WHO at the beginning of a burgeoning bird flu pandemic. That's not good. Many worldwide virologists and epidemiologists and experts in epidemiology have said that the United States is probably going to be the epicenter of outbreaks and deaths when this pandemic starts to rage. And we have been cut off from the global medical community to get vital life-saving information by our government. That's terrifying. We have rampant attacks on queer identity and dignity right now. We have the government mandating science denial, saying that it's mandated in legislation now that science journals cannot talk about gender identity, that they cannot talk about the reality of trans people existing, that they have to talk about gender and sex in a way that denies biological reality, the biological reality that there are more than two orientations that human beings show up in. There are more than two chromosomal orientations, more than two anatomical orientations, more than two identity orientations that people show up in. And this is just a fact. This is the fact that is plainly observable to anyone who has been alive in the world for any amount of time. And we now have a government that's saying it's mandating that we have to deny those facts. We have Elon trying to put the Fed, the Federal Reserve, on the blockchain and convert everything into crypto. I know people have been talking for a long time about getting rid of physical currency and switching over to a fully digitized form of currency. I understand that it seems like that's the logical progression of where things would go with our current tech, but there's a big difference between switching over to digital currency and switching everything over to crypto. Until crypto can prove that it is not this insanely volatile, completely unpredictable system, it cannot be used as our national currency. It cannot be used as an international currency that is the basis of the Federal Reserve. That's a fucking insane idea. Anybody with a portfolio that's worth anything should be terrified about that. This terrible White House press secretary is probably going to get fired. Foundational fibers of what makes the American government the American government. Why would they be doing that, you ask? Because because they want to instill a new government entirely. They want to instill a dictator that does not have to abide by term limits. They want to instill mechanisms for writing and passing legislation.
Those shadows are twisting into threats so absolute, so relentless, that you'll have to keep fighting them just to survive. But survival is for the uninspired. Victory is for the strong. And the strong are willing to embrace the darkness. This is my domain. So fall in, soldier. As the true enemy rises.